Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. I had a feeling that it would be off a little bit. And I have a theory. I think it's the altitude. We're coming to you once again from Comedy Works in Denver, Colorado on Mother's Day. Oh, I've got one of the bigger prize bags. I mean, the bag itself, to begin with, is already bigger than a typical bag, but then it's also so full of stuff. I dare to say that the person that wins tonight, walking home with this, will feel like the opposite of a winner. Because it is so cumbersome. It's Benedict Cumbersome. Did I mention it's Sunday, May 10th, 2015? Do we have any? It's Mother's Day, so I'd like to ask if there's any mothers here today. And of all the moms that just shouted out, was it your idea to be here? Or so your children didn't drag you here? You dragged your children here? Yeah? I'm just hoping that there aren't families that listen to this show together. Maybe a young couple, that's okay. Maybe around an infant, but once they start to grow up, I'd say it's probably not a child and parent affair. The lady, what is that you got on there? A nice fuchsia? Yes. Nice Mother's Day fuchsia? And, are you, so that's your kid sitting next to you? Yeah?
Childish?
No, you're not? It's your husband. Okay. It's just the lighting is weird. I could you have your own light on you, like you're a part of the show. And then he's in the darkness, so
he's in the shadows.
Yeah, what does he do in the shadows? So so you're just you have a kid though?
Two.
And but they're at home.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like, it's mommy's day. She's gonna go get drunk in a basement. I guess I don't need to finish that sentence. That's the worst part of it. Do you smoke weed too?
Woo!
Okay. Yeah, you are a great mom. Unfortunately, social services will be in touch. Because some people have been fucked by that here in Denver and Colorado, where they threaten to take your kid away if you have, like, a job that's marijuana related. Yeah, like a marijuana critic. Can't be a marijuana critic if you have kids. But we'll talk more about that later. when we get to pot topics. So you're representing all the moms here today. And so I'd like to ask you one question. What was the last movie that you saw? Don't look at your son, husband. He cannot help you.
The Watch?
The Watch?
Yeah.
The Vince Vaughn movie?
Yes.
That was a weird-ass movie. Such weird timing for that movie because it came out at a time when a neighborhood watch guy killed a kid. So then they changed it to just The Watch. Maybe people would think it was just about a stakeout or a Seiko, yes. Did you like it?
I did.
She liked it. Hey, Mikey. So that movie didn't get a fair shot in the marketplace, is what I'm saying. There was a motion picture called Space Camp that that was a big 20th Century Fox summer movie, and it came out. The release date was 4 or 5 weeks after the shuttle exploded. Yeah, so that wasn't good timing. A bunch of people in real life die in a outer space mission, and then a movie a few weeks later sends some children into space. On accident. Lee Phoenix was the star of that film. Grew up to be better known as Joaquin. Because he was like, I can't be called Leaf, I need a serious name. Makes you wonder what river would have changed his to eventually. From now on, call me Raul Phoenix. I'm glad enough time has gone by that we can laugh about the sad death of River Phoenix. Who's coming to the Benson movie interruption tonight in Littleton? Drive safely. We got plenty of time. This is about a 2-hour window to get over there and get high again. Because we're going to watch Junior. Was that a bad idea? These movie interruption shows, they kind of sell out or don't based on the movie that I'm showing. And last year we did Mrs. Doubtfire. And the timing was better on that. Fortunately, Robin was still alive. I would never make fun of any of his movies now. It's too sad. But but that thing sold out right away because everybody loves Mrs. Doubtfire. But I think nobody likes Junior. And just the idea of having to sit through it, even with professional comedians making jokes. They're just kind of... I mean, people are coming, obviously. Some of you cheered when I said, who's coming? But the rest of you are going to enjoy the rest of your evening. I just thought it'd be funny. People bring their mom to watch Arnold Schwarzenegger be pregnant. It's the dumbest movie. It's like they made Twins with Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the only joke in that entire movie was that they were twins. And then they're like, we got to get these two back together again. But why would they be... What could the story be? I was hoping when I saw it the first time, I was hoping Danny DeVito was the baby. It's kind of a Look Who's Talking kind of thing. Where the first pregnant man has a talking baby in his stomach. I can't wait to get out of here! That was the best Danny DeVito I could do. Last minute and all, you know. 90 minutes later, and Doug still didn't bring the guest out. Proof once again that it is possible to get too high. I'm excited to say that the album I recorded at this very club, Comedy Works, promotional tool, will be available on iTunes and at douglasmovies.com on June 9th. Yeah, fast turnaround from April 20. Yeah, it was a lot of topical, you know, I was worried that by June 9th, Bill Cosby wouldn't be a rapist anymore. So really got to get that material out fast. I think rape jokes are really inappropriate and terrible, just like the thing that they're jokes about. But that was a pretty good one. As rape jokes go. Doug Lowe's Movies is back at UCB in Los Angeles this Tuesday, May 12th at 7 o'clock sharp. Free to get in. I'm doing stand-up at the Vinyl Music Hall in Pensacola, Florida this Thursday, May 14th. I'm going to be at Moe's Original Barbecue. Yeah, it might be one of the first times I played a restaurant in Mobile, Alabama on Monday, May 18th. Yeah, I never really... saying that whole sentence out loud... it's not feeling like a great idea anymore. They got stoners in Alabama. It'll be fine. And Doug Lowe's Movies is going to be back at the Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas on Wednesday, May 20th. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. DJ at DJ on the floor tweeted, I should have clarified with my wife, when she said, I got us tickers, tickers. Honey, I got us some tickers. I'm so tired of that minion over there just staring at me with its gigantic eyeball. Yeah, show everybody. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. I should have clarified with my wife. When she said, I got us tickets to Age of Whatever. #NotAvengers. This has been Tweet Relief. Married Mix-Up Edition. All right, I've been talking forever. We got two first-timers on the panel today, and one of your favorites, so let's get them out here right now. Please give a big, warm welcome, Denver, to Ricardo Baca, Julian McCullough, and Jeff Tate!
Hey guys.
Hi.
I
almost said, hey, everybody.
Hey, all everybody. Three of you. Ricardo Baca, you guys. One of the best stand-ups in the country. Star of many films. Ricardo, for those of you who don't know, but you should know if you live here, is what's your title? Editor-in-chief?
Marijuana editor.
Marijuana editor?
I'm the weed editor at the Denver Post.
And you oversee the cannabis, which is the Denver Post's just everything about weed section.
Exactly, yeah. It's the Denver Post. They made an all-weed vertical called the cannabis. And yeah, we headed up with strain reviews and breaking news and features. And yeah, it's fun.
It's called a vertical?
Yeah, that's. I think that's probably.
I've never heard that expression before.
I think it's probably media speak, so I apologize for that.
vertical means that it's on the web?
A vertical means like...
You scroll it up, right? Isn't that what you mean? No?
It's its own site. Like, it's not denverpost.com/cannabis. It's thecannabis.co.
But so. Denver Post is behind it and is willing to admit it.
Loud and proud.
Yeah. That's my point, is that you guys did it. I mean, you're the first, right? It's not happening anywhere else yet.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten lots of calls and emails from people at other daily newspapers and television stations from throughout the country. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm in Cincinnati, Anchorage, Portland, and I'm about to get your beat. And it's fun because it's now our beat. It really is an assortment of individuals, but it's been fun and strange. And yeah, we're the only media entity with a marijuana editor.
Yes. And it's you. And I came at you through, I saw the documentary called Rolling Papers at South by Southwest, which basically, pardon the expression, chronicles essentially the first year of legalization here in Colorado, and also the existence of your job and the cannabis.
Yeah, exactly. Rolling Papers, they filmed us from January 1st through December 31st, and it debuted at South by Southwest, where Doug saw it, and it sold actually an hour after its world premiere,
which is crazy.
So it's going to open in theaters this fall.
Nice. We'll have you back on again around that time. But it's really interesting how, for the most part, nothing bad has happened over the course of the year. But the one thing that I was talking about earlier is that there's a woman highlighted in the movie who gets a job as a marijuana critic and then has trouble with the fact that she has a kid, and they threaten to take the kid away.
It's true. Yeah, that was an interesting piece of the story, you know. One of the first two marijuana critics I hired was Brittany Driver, and she's incredibly talented and bright, and she also is a parent. She and her husband cooks at Root Down, if you guys have ever been there, you know, so good people. And then she ultimately kind of tailed off doing the marijuana criticism, and now she writes a parenting column, but it's pot and parenting, because it's something you have to consider in a modern era, right? Like, how are you a responsible parent while also using this newly legal substance in a community where the child protective services aren't quite ready to, you know, be comfortable with this new legality?
They're not comfortable with chill parents.
That's Julian McCullough, everybody. Another first-time guest on the program.
Yes. I just want to say it's funny that, like, it's news that you... It's, like, great that you're the first marijuana editor, but do you ever get annoyed that people treat you like, it's like, look, even though he's high, look what he can do. Like, it's like... You know what I mean? It's like you're a dog that can catch a football or something. Do you ever feel like that, or am I being an asshole?
You know... No, I think that's very funny because
you're like Air Bud.
He really is.
That's that's totally how everybody feels about my critics, because they do get high, they do write about it, and they are some of the most productive people I've ever met in my life. Awesome.
You have to be a great writer to write about weed strains.
Yeah.
Like, to write reviews about weed, because my reviews would be like, I like it. This one made me high.
Yeah. Plus, there's probably no restriction that they only have to smoke weed, right? Like, they're probably like, the weed was great. The coke helped me write this article.
we take it very seriously.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Not cool, Julian. Not cool.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, Air Bud had a tremendous practice regimen that he stuck to. We just met, and I'm the worst. Okay, sorry.
And Jeff Tate is here, everybody.
Yay!
Afternoon, Jeff.
Afternoon, everybody.
Yeah. Jeff hosts the Afternoon Everybody podcast.
Yes, I do.
Where they dissect every episode of My Two Dads.
Yep.
Wait, that's not it. Which show is it?
It's Cheers.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, yes. I use Cheers as my baseline for whenever I review pot. Where it's like it'd be like, this pot was so good, it was like I hadn't seen this episode before. This pot was okay, it's like I'd only seen it once. This pot was so good, I thought Diane was great.
Oh! Right?
Like, that's how I...
How do you feel about Frasier?
Don't even get me started.
Julian, why did you step in that one?
I don't think I'm alone in saying Frasier is a superior show to Cheers.
Uh-oh.
I'm like a wrestling heel. I'm kidding. Yeah,
well, then, in that case, don't listen to Afternoon, everybody. Listen to Toss Salad and Scrambled Eggs, the Frasier podcast that I'm starting next week.
I already have a.
But we mostly just talk about tossing salad on it and breakfast.
My Frasier podcast is called Niles from Home.
Frasier sucks. My problem with Frasier is there's things where like his dad's like, let's go to that sports bar, and Frasier's like, why would I ever? And meanwhile, like 10 years, man. Every day you went to a fucking sports bar.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're being an asshole about it. Like, you can't even just say no. You gotta be like, why would I ever? I don't know. I never got it, but you did. Why are you being a dick about it now? He's such a Diane on the show. He is exactly... Niles is Frasier, and Frasier is Diane. And Diane sucked. So there you go. You can think your Niles from Home podcast is great, but we have beef now. We have.
Well, look, Jeff, I don't want to overstep my bounds, but I feel like it's a little rude to do your podcast on Doug's podcast right now.
I feel like now is a weird time to think about overstepping your bounds.
All right.
Anyway, I'm kidding. Boss okay. is the best show that Frasier ever did. I don't even know his real name. I just call him Frasier.
Kelsey Grammer,
that's it.
Yeah. Is Boss.
Yeah.
Sentence no one's ever said. he's bitching. Ricardo Baca brought us some lovely things for the prize bag.
Some lovely things.
Yeah, you brought these set of four pint-sized glasses that say what on them?
It's Ride the Rockies. The Denver Post sponsors this great ride across Colorado every year. It's amazing.
So, here you go. So you got four of those glasses.
Yeah, and don't worry, I also brought cool stuff.
Yeah. What else is in there?
There's some rolling papers from the film Rolling Papers. There is
very clever marketing tool.
Yeah, there's a mug from The Cannabist. We have a show, so check it out. It's like a talk show. We're going to have Doug on next time he's in town. Hopefully.
Why not? Do we smoke weed before we do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sure. For you, yes.
All right. Then I'm in. And what else did you put in there? Is that it, Ricardo?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. And what'd you put in the prize bag, Julian?
I put in... I was walking around Denver, and I went to a bookstore, and... Have you ever gone to a bookstore and you see a book and you're like, I'm definitely going to read this book. And then you buy it, and then 5 minutes later, you're like, I'm never going to read this book. So I did that with my Elizabeth Warren biography. There it is. It's called A Fighting Chance. I'll never know why it's called that. And she seems like a super nice lady, and I think she's been on The Daily Show or something. And I don't know what mind frame I was in when I was like, this is definitely something I'm going to read the whole thing. So anyway, I'm giving it away to somebody who might want to read it.
Buying that book and not reading it is a real Frasier movement.
Why is it every podcast I do, I'm the Frasier? Why does that keep happening to me? I don't know.
Well, maybe you should just step it up.
Maybe I should. So, okay, then the other thing I brought, this is near and dear to my heart. I genuinely, when I was like 13 through 17, played Magic the Gathering like every day of my life. And I decided to buy a core set at Barnes & Noble today. It's a dual pack, so you can, if you've never played before, you can just find a super cool friend, and you get a deck, they get a deck, and then you just summon creatures, and planes walk like a motherfucker, and hopefully, you know what, start your own gathering today. So that's hopefully kicks off a friendship.
You know, my pot critic Jake Brown plays Magic the Gathering. Next time you're in Denver, you might have to throw down with Jake.
I will. And can I tell you, this Jake Brown character sounds like he has the best life in America.
He does.
Oh, I get high and write about it and play Magic all day. I think I jerked off to your life when I was 13. I want a talented Mr. Ripley, Jake Brown. Just fucking kill him on a boat and take his life.
Is Jake here today?
He's at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival.
Of course he is!
In Portland, Oregon.
By the way, if you're going to murder somebody, the worst thing you can do is tell everyone on a podcast that you're going to murder that person first. I should probably keep that to myself.
You could probably say it on your Niles podcast.
Yeah, that's gotta be a safe place for confessions.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's my confession podcast, Niles to Go Before I Sleep.
There's so much stuff in this bag, you guys. We got my last CD. I'm finally going to stop giving those out soon. When the new one comes out, June 9th. A scarf from Hitman Glass. That was a close one. This is the popcorn container I got, the plastic popcorn container that I got the New York Spring Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. Pretty nice item. It seals up pretty tight, so I think if you want to put a bunch of weed in there. I got to warn you, a lot of the prizes are weed related today. Also, something I'd only read if I was really high. Jeff brought a copy of the latest Jack Reacher novel. Yeah. Personal. It's personal.
Mm-hmm. It is. The guy.
He could say that about his book.
Uh-huh.
When they ask him, tell us about your new book. This time it's personal.
And then that's the whole interview.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by, Jack Reacher guy.
Do you know, that's the same
Lee
slogan.
Child.
That's the same slogan from Jaws 4.
Yeah.
This time it's personal. Because the shark was personally mad about the guy that killed his mom.
Yeah, he followed them around the world to the Bahamas.
Yeah, because it was personal.
Hey, was there a scene in that movie where one of the guys was like, hold up, that shark looked familiar.
Like, do you see that shark in the bushes? He's been watching you for a long time.
You don't think that shark is following us, do you? I saw him at the airport. He knocked on my hotel room door, told me he was a Candygram.
Yeah. I just saw something with a shark in it, and somebody made a joke about Candygrams. We've got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt in the bag. We've got somebody gave me a bunch of weed in this really nice Tupperware container. I'm giving you a lot of things to put your weed in. Oh, Ricardo also brought a mug.
A mug.
What does the mug say?
Are you really giving away a Tupperware container that smells like weed?
Yeah. Can I smell that Tupperware container?
Yeah, I would like to as well.
Is this part of, like, criticism? Like, if I smell this and I can, like, place the weed, then
you
I'm a critic?
You have to determine the weed's nose.
What? Do you spin joints around like one of them asshole wine dudes?
This weed has got kind of a... This weed's got kind of a oaky nose.
I think he cleaned it.
Oh, this weed smells like weed.
Doug's... Yeah.
No, but it's also Tupperware. It does not take on the smell of the thing that was inside of it. That's why it's good to have Tupperware.
Yeah, that just smelled like Tupperware.
Right? Because you can use it again.
All right, commercial for Tupperware.
I'm trying to get some sponsors. Since I knew I could fly with this to Colorado and nobody would hassle me and I could give it away here on the show and no one could get in trouble for having it, a Cloud V vapor pen is going to go in the... Ooh. Some posters with my face on it. Yeah. Oh, it's that damn book again.
Doug, there's a lot of good ideas in that book.
Well, if you're not into books and you don't want to read the books and you win the prize bag today, I'm also including a copy of Denver Magazine. It's the winter 2015 issue. And as you know, winter is going to last here until June, apparently. Oh, and also a box of tissues that I stole from the hotel. And since I can also do this, some weed a guy gave me last night.
Ooh. Well, I like that it's in a food to go container. That's really sweet.
Yeah, I believe he was the cook of the restaurant I was eating in. All right. I think we're probably running late at this point.
I love that even though it's legal here, you still get pot from cooks and restaurants. Like, I live in Cincinnati, and it's not legal, but that's where I get pot. Like, it just doesn't matter where you go. You go to any restaurant, ask a cook, you'll get something.
Yeah.
Have you been to the movies lately, Jeff?
Yes, sir. I've seen two of the biggest hits in the world. Avengers Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Blart Mall Blart 2. Yep, I have seen both of those. They're great. Like, they average out to great.
Which one was funnier?
That's a real toss-up. I don't know if you've ever seen
I know
a,
which
a
one
Fat
has
Man.
The funnier title.
Right,
yeah. Right.
The second one.
Because Blart is a funny name.
It's so funny that it's in the title.
Yeah. But like it's funny that they don't just call him Mall Blart.
Yeah, wait, they don't?
They don't. Oh, is that what you said?
It's not Paul Blart Mall Blart?
No.
Oh. Well, no, I'm really glad that this has been corrected because I don't want to embarrass myself for the when the third one comes out.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a fat man on a Segway? It is really funny.
Yeah.
It's all about weight distribution, and he has a lot of weight to distribute on that Segway, and he can't really do it. And he's got a mustache, and his kid is mean, and he's just inept. And
is it personal?
It's a perfect. I think Robert Towne wrote it. It's a perfect movie.
Robert Towne. Speaking of segues, Julian, have you been to the movies lately?
I have a 2-year-old, so I have not been to the movies recently. But I did watch for the very first time, like 3 days ago, Magnolia. By Paul Thomas Anderson.
Wait, you have a 2-year-old and you had time for Magnolia?
Yeah.
All 3 hours of Tom Cruise singing in a car, crying?
Yeah. It was, it was after, I think she was sleeping. And,
She probably fell asleep at some point.
Yeah, definitely.
That movie's very long.
It is.
She's two.
She started kindergarten during the movie. That's what's called a dad joke. Let me tell you, that's a long movie.
What is Magnolia about?
You've never seen it?
I've never seen it, no.
Holy shit, just watch it.
Yeah. A shorter.
If you don't know what it's about, you're the perfect person to watch this movie, because the whole time you're going to be going, what the fuck?
I didn't know what it was about, and I was already talking about it. I'm kidding. A shorter answer is what isn't it about? Because it just covers everything.
Are there any like fat people on Segways?
You know what? Yeah, that movie sucked. It's an intense movie. It gets so intense towards the end that you're like, I need to turn this off for a second, and take a break.
He's so fat that he can't stop eating. His food is hot, and he keeps eating it, and it burns his mouth, but he can't stop. Like, this Paul Blart man is some top notch.
It turns out I watched the wrong movie this week.
Did you see the story, though, about Paul Blart? About how it almost had the perfect zero rating on Rotten Tomatoes until some Australian film critic came along and gave it like a half star, which totally screwed the film's zero rating. And everybody like now hates this film critic out of Australia.
I had to... Do you know how hard it is to convince people you're an Australian film critic? It's not that difficult. It is not that difficult. I swooped in, started a fake website.
Yeah. By the way, like everybody from Australia, it was Paul Hogan. That was Paul Hogan.
Have you been to the movies, Ricardo?
You know, the last time I went to the movie theater was with my pal, and we were seeing a film that he thought was a re-release of something released in the 70s, but it was really a new movie starring Al Pacino and, like, maybe Amy Adams, and I don't even know what it was called. It was called some dude's name.
Danny Collins,
and that was not a good movie. So let me tell you what we've been watching at home, because my lady and I, we've been totally crushing documentaries. So Montage of Heck, Citizen 4. We watched the first two Paradise Losts for our first time, because I never had HBO as a kid. Holy shit. So, yeah.
You should see Eddie Murphy Raw.
How many...
I saw that one.
For the outfit alone, you got to watch that. But how many Paradise Lost movies are there at this point? Four? Three?
Three that I know of, yeah. Okay. We've been looking for the third, but we have to find Amazon Prime to
get it. Well, you know what I don't like about the third one is that's when they introduced the Ewoks. So the series really kind of fell apart there for me. All right. What was the last movie I saw? Oh, I watched Draft Day on HBO.
Oh, that's a great one.
Really?
It's the worst movie ever made.
I watched the whole thing. I mean, I thought it was interesting, but it's just, to me, it was interesting that it was kind of, it was very similar to Moneyball, even though it was a different sport, but such different movies. Like Draft Day is just a slick Hollywood old school production, you know?
Yeah.
And Moneyball is interesting.
But it's because, Moneyball, like, they had some actual facts they had to use like from real life. Like,
Everything's made up in Draft Day, right?
Yeah.
It's like somebody who never ever saw Draft Day wrote a movie about Draft Day. And they were like, this is probably the rules to football.
Yeah, no. No, I feel like everyone should have to have done the thing they wrote a movie about before they write it. Like, I know for a fact that this guy used to be a security guard in a mall. Everything rings true.
I forgot to mention also, I brought a bottle of water from my hotel in case the person carrying around this bag gets cotton mouth. And this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin, don't you know? Gentlemen, I need you to pick a name tag. We got lots of good name tags today. Lots of motherfucking name tags on Mother's Day. So pick who you want to play for. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Never know what news is the most important to read about. Do you spend too much time searching your social media accounts looking for reliable news? Head to the App Store and download NYT Now for free. It's the fastest way to get caught up with the news, with headlines and story summaries that get readers, aka you, caught up quickly. NYT Now is designed for on-the-go consumption. Don't let the news slow you down. The app features a selection of the best of the New York Times and the best from around the web. All stories are specifically curated and handpicked by a team of New York Times editors. NYT Now includes a daily morning briefing specifically designed to prepare you for the day ahead. Now you'll always be prepared for the day and know what you need to know. And get this, the folks at the New York Times just released a major update to the NYT Now app. The biggest news, the app is now completely free. No need to pay for a subscription. And there's no cap on the number of articles you can read anymore. It's completely unlimited. No cost. Free means free. Also, updates have been made to the user interface, making the app easier to use with curated stories perfect for you and sharing with friends. So head to the App Store and download NYT Now. Now. Remember, it's now completely free to download and use with no limits on the number of articles you can read. Visit NYTNow.com to learn more. Back to the show. We're back. What about this minion over here? Why didn't anybody pick that giant minion?
It's creeping me out big time.
It really is. For the listeners, it's one of those one-eyed minions where he's just got the one eye in the middle of his stupid face. I like the minions, though.
You know what? Can I change?
Yeah, you can.
I need to take that minion because I don't want to look at it anymore. Is that me? Is that too mean? All right, give it back. Give it back. Give it back.
I thought it was the...
Fuck you! All right.
Whoa.
Am I doing this right?
But is your name Minion? Like, why?
Yeah, what's your pun?
He just likes the Minions, so he brought a big one. Did you win that at a carnival, like a ring toss or something? Which game? A shooting game. You had to win a few times. You wanted that minion bad.
I think it's super cool of a guy to bring a huge eyeball to a room full of high people.
Is your dick in it right now? Is it like, did you cut a hole out? Anyway, thanks for trying with that stupid thing. And, better luck next time. Somebody out in the audience was nice enough to also contribute to the prize bag 2 tickets to the Denver Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh. Yeah. You know who'd want to go there? Frazier.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll take you.
It's a $20 ticket, but children get in free.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I think what's cool
kids
about
love the orchestra.
The Philharmonic, if I think I'm right, you can actually like tweet. They have tweeting areas in there. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but
sections where you can sit and tweet.
Yeah, sections that are like okay for social
media.
I'd
want to do something during the goddamn Philharmonic.
Yeah. Like you live tweet the orchestra, boring. Like still awake, hashtag not sleepy.
Where are the drums?
When are they going to play that dang old song from Star Wars? Hashtag sleepy now.
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Paula, the Devil Wears Paula. And she drew a winter boot on it and snow, because it's only May 10th in Denver, where it's snowing, and I felt weird that I was in the same country I had been in the day, like that morning. Like, I flew in yesterday from America to here, and then it was snowing, like I wasn't in America anymore.
They get it till June here now. Apparently.
What's that?
Snows all the way till June here, like annually now.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably not anything behind it. There's probably like no reason.
Oh yeah,
there's
nothing to worry about.
There's no hard science. You can't prove anything.
Everything's fine. I mean, if you're gonna believe what a scientist tells you, then you're just a fucking sheep anyway.
Yeah.
Think for yourself and come to the conclusions you want there to be already.
You know who has a lot to say about this topic? Elizabeth Warren.
Right, right.
She
Who are you playing for, Julian?
How would you know, Julian?
I don't know. I read the back of it. Aubrey Edeljuice. I'm assuming your name is Aubrey, right? Not Edel. Aubrey Edeljuice. And I just, it's of all the movies I saw in the crowd, Beetlejuice is my favorite. So that's why I picked it. And also, Aubrey looks like she could use some excitement. If you're listening at home, she's like hugging herself and kind of shy.
Yeah, yeah. And taking a swipe at her is a
real
crazy.
It is cold in here.
No. I'm saying, yeah, I'm kind of a dick. But I'm rooting for you, Aubrey.
You're wearing a Smith shirt. You look just as introverted and sad as she does.
Maybe I relate to her on a level I don't feel comfortable talking about, and that's why I picked her, and thanks for bringing it up in front of all these people, Jeff.
Hey, you started it. You didn't...
And Ricardo...
Nobody could see her. She looks fucking... She's the happiest person here.
She has the sweetest eyes in the whole crowd. She has very sweet eyes.
You know, you guys keep making this better. She has the sweetest eyes. Oh, also she weighs 500 pounds. No, she's very nice. She looks, to me, I was going to make a joke about how she's going to run off and solve a mystery with Scooby and the gang.
She looks just like Fred.
Yeah. No, she doesn't look like Fred.
Not at all. Not at
she
all.
Doesn't look like Freddie Prinze Jr. Who are you playing for, Ricardo?
I am playing for Mike, and Mike has a series of very authentic-looking Walmart badges, plus a pre-roll of Sour Diesel tacked on to this Star Wars Boba Fett-style character.
Yeah, and it gets even better, because he put a shithead on the back on Boba Fett's butt. So I'm going to hang on to that. So you don't accidentally read it. Is there a shithead on the back of yours, Julian?
Yeah.
Don't read it out loud.
Okay.
Don't say it.
Got it.
Just want to make sure it's there.
It is.
I figured it would be. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, Aubrey's not going to let us down.
Nuh-uh. But this Boba Fett is saying, Doug's no good to me dead. I don't know why he sounded like... I don't know what voice I was doing there, but I was trying to do a Boba Fett. Do you do a Boba Fett impression, Jeff?
No. Hey, I'm Boba Fett.
Yeah. Boba Fett, Maul Fett.
Hey, what are you fucking guys doing? I'm Boba Fett.
Yeah. I'm from Star Trek or whatever.
Yeah. I'm from space. That's why I look cool. I don't know why there's a cape and a rocket pack, but I'm Boba Fett.
I just remember there was such a big build-up for Boba Fett. Like, he had his own figure at Burger King before the character was even introduced in the movies. And then when he showed up, his voice just sounded like, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, like he just kind of, he's an interesting voice, but it's not like, you know, thought it'd be like Darth Vader and all the guys in the helmets would sound all deep and scary.
He's worth a lot to me.
Well, nice job picking the name tags, and nice job making name tags, everybody.
Yeah, there's also a joint on this Boba Fett.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, okay.
He used the word pre-rolled.
Oh, I didn't hear that because
You don't hear those Jenga, you know, the words that. What am I trying to say?
I don't know all the lingo?
I don't know words.
I'm from Cincinnati. We still just call it weed. Like, we don't have any fancy terms for it. We're just like weed. And then some people are like, this is sativa and this is indica. But they're lying. They have no idea. They just.
And you're lying, too, because the first place I ever smoked a gravity bong was in Cincinnati. So they got some innovators there as well.
Oh, the fogger?
Yeah.
Yeah, that maniac invented a way to smoke pot somehow. It involves freezing a cup, and that's it. That's all I know.
Fair enough.
Guys, that wasn't very funny, but it was exactly how Boba Fett sounds.
First game we're going to play is called Cluster Flicks. Amy Adams! It's dedicated to her. Rest in peace, Amy. This is between the people on the stage only. Have your mic ready there, Ricardo, because you're going to want to shout out the answer as soon as you know it.
All right. Can you tell me how the basic rules of this before we get into cluster?
Exactly what I was about to do.
Okay, thank you.
Ricardo, your
instincts
are...
If I ever get on Celebrity Jeopardy, that's the first question I'm going to ask Alex. Hey, can you talk me through what we're going to do here today?
This is the only game show someone could be on where they could not have any idea how it's played. Like, if you sprung Jeopardy on somebody, they would be like, "Whoa, what the fuck? I gotta make them a question. How come that's... Wait, you have the answer and I need a question? I thought you were the game show."
Yeah, Leonard Maltin game's a little more complicated than Jeopardy, though, I think. I think people are very confused by it. But those same people are confused by Jeopardy also. There's just people that don't care about trivia or games. There's just... Those people exist. Let's leave them be. Keep them out of our lives.
I say we get them.
All right, Ricardo, I'm going to name three movies. One actor or actress is in all three of these motion pictures. Then you're all going to guess who it might be. If nobody gets it right, I'm going to start adding more titles until somebody gets it right. That's on this stage. Your foot doesn't count, sir. I was on the stage. I get to play. I don't know why I gave you that voice. I was on the stage.
You're really locking in that Boba Fett impression.
He's no good to me, Dan. Hey, listen, I'm going to go jump in the Sarlacc pit. Hey. Thanks for coming by, Boba.
Hey, watch this.
You made him into Bubba Fett.
Yeah! Yeah!
I think now's a good time for me to mention that I was zoning out when you were talking about what this game is. But don't worry about it, I'll figure it out.
Who is in all three of these movies? Let the girl have her fun. Or weird dude.
You should just get a clip of a girl yelling Amy Adams and a whole crowd booing her and send it to Amy Adams.
I'm telling you, all this Amy Adams stuff that's going on in this show, when Amy Adams gets wind of it, she's going to be confused.
She is.
Why does this guy with a movie podcast hate me so much?
Yeah, Frasier's really going to come after us. I don't even make movies anymore.
Who was in Red Belt, Who is Cletus Tout, and Chimpanzee?
James Belushi.
No.
Tim Allen.
Correct.
Could have also been name three movies I've never heard of.
Yeah.
No, I think Red Belt is the movie where, oh no, I'm thinking of a different movie, but I still got Tim Allen. Is Red Belt the movie where Tim Allen has to learn karate?
Mm-hmm.
Or is like, is that the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and then Chimpanzee.
He's clearly... he narrated Chimpanzee.
Yeah.
It's a nature documentary.
Right, because Tim Allen used to do this. Ooh, 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 ah, ee, yeah. ee, ee. And they were like, we got this thing about chimpanzees. You guys think that dang old Tool Tim guy would come in and do his oohs, ahs on our movie?
That one was so hard. If Tim Allen was playing, he'd go, oh?
And then Velma would be on the case. You just sounded like Scooby-Doo. All right. Tim Allen was in all three of those films. And he was also in Zoom, Crazy on the Outside, The Six Wives of Henry LaFay, Big Trouble, Shaggy Dog, For Richer or Poorer, Juggle to Juggle, Joe Somebody, and then I threw in Toy Story 2 just to make it fun, Santa Claus 2, Christmas with the Cranks, Wild Hogs, and my favorite...
Ooh, can I guess?
Yes.
Galaxy Quest.
Correct.
Yes. He was so good in that. I was like, why didn't he do any other movies? And it turns out he did 94 other movies that weren't as good as Galaxy Quest.
He made three Santa Claus movies and never sequeled up Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
Like, why not make another Galaxy Quest? That would be fun.
Because it wasn't, it was one of those movies, it's a hit just because it's been around for a while and everybody likes it, but it didn't make a ton of money. And don't they all die at the end?
I don't think so, no.
I can't believe you guys are worried about what happens in Galaxy Quest.
It's really great, man.
It is a good movie, though.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
And it's a good idea.
What's his name? Enrique Coletano, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really great in it. And
Sam
Monk
Rockwell?
Is in it. Shalhoub, Rockwell. It's really a murderer's row of great character actors. Rockwell and... Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Alan Rickman, of course.
Oh, yeah, with that stupid hair. He's got that fucking wig on. Yeah. Keeps getting...
My favorite
and
line.
He's all yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I love what... My favorite line is when he comes... Tim Allen goes, I told you not to come to my house, man. Anyway, you must have seen it recently to get that joke.
Is that really a line from the movie?
Yeah, he's all hungover, and they come to his house because they're freaking out because they have to go save the universe. And he's hungover, and he goes, what'd I say about coming to my house, man? And it's all... I'm going to stop. Apparently, it's hard to be Tim Allen. He's really good at it.
Well, also, you as stand-up comedians, we understand how the check drop works, and that just happened while you were telling that. So that also kind of pulled the focus a little bit.
It couldn't have happened at a better time.
Let's play Last Man Stanton. Couple of people tweeted at me suggestions for names to play today, and when you do that, I can't use that name... Because I don't want to show up and go, okay, we're doing this name, because I like to play along, you know? And it'll seem rigged if I decide what name we're going to use. So, is one of those people that tweeted at me in the house today? Yeah? What name did you say?
I didn't actually say a name.
Oh, you didn't? You said you have a good one, and that you want to share it with us. Let's do that.
This guy might be lying, but I don't care. I'm just excited that he didn't tell it to me already. Tom Cruise.
Yeah!
All right. I swear we played him before, but I think it's worth a shot. And also, we're in no hurry. Dude's been in a lot of fucking movies. All right, so Jeff won that last game, so he gets to go first. And then I'll go second, and then Ricardo, and then Julian. We just go around naming Tom Cruise movies. As soon as you can, name one, or name the wrong one, or give Tom Cruise movie the wrong title, then you're out. Yeah. I'm serious about this shit. I'm high and I'm serious. I'm in Denver, damn it. Ooh, I just thought of a good... I should shoot a special here and call it Things to Do in Denver When You're Done.
Yeah.
Writing it down. Shoot special called Things
I don't
to
have
Do
to write it down, Ricardo. We're recording all of this. Hopefully.
What a journalist.
Jeff Tate.
Jack Reacher.
Of course you went with Jack Reacher. Is there talk that they're going to make more of those?
Yeah, there's another one already in pre-production.
Nice.
I'm sorry, that's an industry term, like vertical. Pre-production means they're... thinking about making it.
It's kind of like pre-rolled.
Yeah.
But with movies instead of joints.
Yeah. They're booking everybody's flights.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with... Let's just knock out and get this argument out of the way because it's still called, in my book, Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah. Some people love calling it Live, Die, Repeat. That's just a marketing thing. Ricardo, any movie with Tom Cruise in it.
All right.
You're a journalist.
All right, I'm going big with Risky Business.
Yeah! Julian?
Top Gum. Just kidding. Because you said don't get it wrong. Top Gun.
JF?
Days of Thunder.
Eyes Wide Shut. Ricardo.
Oh, is it my turn?
Did you think I was just commenting on how high I am?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So what was yours?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Okay. Oh, sure. Okay. I am going to go with Australia.
What?
Is he in Australia? Oh. I never saw it, but...
You're out. Julian?
Far and Away.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
Pretty similar, yeah. Similar things. Different countries, but both epic, sweeping sagas of a man and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, that's
so,
definitely...
yeah, pretty similar. Jeff is losing his shit over there.
Jerry Maguire.
I'm going to keep going with Tom Cruise movies that describe how high I am. Oblivion.
Magnolia. Oh, it's not my turn.
Adoy.
No, oh, yeah.
Was it your turn?
Yeah, yeah.
It was your turn.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Okay.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Oh. That one was personal.
There's a guy here today that took the Ghost Protocol poster and turned it into his name tag. Where are you? You here?
Yeah.
And he changed it to Mission Impossible Anthony Protocol. Can't believe he didn't get picked.
It's clearly Mission in Panthony Ghost Protocol. That's better.
Born on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Legend.
Jeff?
All the right moves.
Yeah. Cocktail.
Well, I gotta say it now.
No, no, that's off the table. Rain Man's out. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. really can't say that one? Okay.
Yeah, that lady took it.
Mission Impossible original one? Can I do...
Shorter, please.
Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
It's weird. It's even Mission : Impossible.
Well, they have the Mission Possible series was a huge flop.
Yeah.
where he'd like get those glasses and they'd be like, go get milk. And he'd be like, oh, all right.
Nobody. Is it my turn?
No, it's mine. I haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
I was stalling with that fucking golden joke about.
Oh, okay.
Night and Day.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
How about The Outsiders? What do you think the other ones in that series were called, Julian?
Mission Impossible 2. Whoa.
Shorter. Shorter.
Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, that's correct. It was before the subtitles became all the rage. It was just called Mission Impossible 2. Mm-hmm.
Mission Impossible 3.
And it's not your turn.
Yeah, it is.
When do I go?
After me.
Wait, what?
After me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Another thing you never see going down with Alex Trebek.
Wait, was it Mission Impossible 2 or MI2? Was it MI2?
Settle down.
That's the official.
No, that's,
I don't know. No. I don't know.
No, that's an Edge of Tomorrow situation where they changed the cover.
Like T2 had a longer time.
All right.
All right.
Yeah,
say
this
it.
Guy needs to back off.
Did you say one, Jeff?
Yeah, Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, okay.
Or MI3 if we're doing DVD releases.
I'm going to go with Taps.
Vanilla Sky.
Oh, suddenly somebody's back in the game in a big way. It's funny, hearing other titles sometimes reminds you of titles. Yeah, I mean, you hear one, it makes you think of, like, the next one that came out, or obviously the sequel sometimes.
I just love that no matter how many of these you do, you still learn something new every time.
Mm-hmm.
Tropic Thunder. Oh.
The Firm.
Oh, A Few Good Men.
Yeah. Rock of Ages.
Oh.
Damn. Oh, fuck. I can do this. Fuck. Oh, man. I got the movie, but I can't get the title right. And it's blocking me on everything else. That's what sucks, is when you're fixated on one thing. You get fucked. I'm not asking you. It's just on me. and I'm going to say... Oh, fuck. I give up. Julian?
The Last Samurai.
Yes! Oh, Jeff?
Oh, shit.
Was that yours?
No.
Oh.
Anything, Jeff?
Yeah, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh!
Nice one.
This is legit. I'm confused because we were talking about it. Did you officially say Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, it was his first answer.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's the best one.
I know you did that one.
Anything?
Maybe that lady just yells Rain Man everywhere she goes.
What if that's his last movie that we haven't said?
No, it is.
I know. You guys are fucking serious.
Anything?
I'm done. I give up.
All right, Julian's out.
Interview with a Vampire.
And what was the thing? What was the legal drama with the word lions in it?
Lions to lambs.
Lions to lambs. God damn it.
War of the Worlds.
I can only think of secondhand lions.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible.
What else? What else?
No.
Going clear.
Minority Report.
I like the guy who said going clear.
Yeah, yeah, going clear.
Yeah, there you go.
That does count.
I think someone said outbreak.
What?
I heard someone say outbreak. What are you saying?
Valkyrie.
Oh, Valkyrie, yeah.
The Color of Money.
Collateral, yeah.
Also a money term.
There's a lot of them. He made a lot of movies, that guy. Rest in peace, Tom Cruise. Somebody just yelled going clear again after we talked about how somebody yelled going clear. Rain Man!
Oh! Oprah, that one time.
Yeah. Yeah, now we have to say don't yell out Amy Adams or Rain Man. I'll just add a new thing every time it happens. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys. Jeff won that last thingy.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yay, Jeff. So we'll start with Jeff on this thingy, and then we'll switch the order around. We'll go to Julian second, and then to Ricardo...
Aubrey, I want you to know I'm trying as hard as I can.
No hand singles either, Aubrey. Aubrey or Audrey?
Aubrey. Brie. Aubrey.
Why didn't you do a Little Shop of Horrors thing?
Yeah, right?
Right? me and that gay guy over there agree. Sorry about that. It's just a guess. You get to pick between three categories. Jeff, would you like celebrating a birthday today? No one's favorite, Bono. Hope he's recovering nicely from his recent injuries. But the films of Bono. Or...
What?
I thought of this category yesterday. I was very proud of myself. Child abusey. And that's movies that have Jake Busey in them. Because he's a child of Busey.
All right.
And at Drew Robbs with a Z, I think he's submitted stuff before, suggested Job at the Hut. Job at the Hut, and that's movies where there's pizza deliveries. Which one of those would you like to play, Jeff?
Jake Busey. Yes.
All right. Jake Busey's been in some movies.
Oh, God.
Would you like a Jake Busey movie from 1996, 1997, or 2004? And when I say Jake Busey movie, it's important to keep in mind he's probably never been the top-billed person in a movie. I could be wrong. Which one of those years do you like, Jeff?
97.
Okay. 3 stars from Mr. Maltin for this movie. It's 150 minutes long. Just saying, that's kind of long. It's 2.5 hours. It's based on a novel. And he also says, he also calls this movie passionate and intelligent. And he lists, yeah, and somehow Jake Busey is in it. He's a perfectly good actor. I don't know why I'm being mean to him. Leonard lists 12 names. How many names can you get it in, Jeff?
12.
Good opening bit. Julian McCullough.
Yeah. 10.
He says 10 names, Ricardo.
I'll go 9.
Jeff.
8.
Julian.
I'll go down to 6.
Ricky!
I'm going to let Julian go down to 6.
All right, you get 6 Whoa. Names, Julian. Reading from the bottom of the list up, 6 names are, and I'll give you the clues again if you need them after you hear the 6 names. Jake Busey.
That can't count. That can't count as a name.
Rob Lowe.
Rob...
Jeffrey Blake, Angela Bassett, David Morse, and William Fichtner. Good old Fichtner. There's an actor I'd like to get on this show sometime. Willie Ficht. He's been in tons of movies.
What's the worst that could happen?
Now, this one is passionate and intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Based on a novel.
Uh-huh.
150 minutes. 3 stars from Leonard, 1997. Jake Busey is the 12th billed person.
Strange Days?
In the film. That is incorrect, but I appreciate it wasn't a terrible answer. Jeff?
Is it Contact?
It's Contact!
Oh. Wow.
Ricardo is on the board with 1 point! Julian,
I love you can score by doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, that's... Right. I like games where anybody can win. It's very exciting. Like, you know, just going into the game, everybody thought Jeff was probably going to win this thing because you guys haven't played before. And, you know, you're playing for people in the audience, so I want them to feel like they have a chance.
I'm desperately trying to make Aubrey feel like she has a chance.
Well, you get to pick the next category, Julian.
Okay.
And, then we will go to Ricardo and then to Jeff.
Okay. Why does he get a pick?
Because... are you really asking me this?
I was left out of that skirmish.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you do get to go first.
Whose podcast is this?
Yeah, seriously, let's go back to talking about Cheers. No, Jeff gets to go okay. first. Again, and pick a category between. But then it will go to Ricardo this time because we do change the order each round. And Jeff gets to choose between Valentine's Dre. That's a romantic movie that's got a hip-hop artist in it. I mean, most movies have hip-hop artists in them these days, so that doesn't narrow it down too much. Want to do some nines? Is movies exclusively from 1999? Or I think we're going to need a bigger coat. Films where someone is frozen. Jeff?
1999.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
The year is 1999. Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He says about this film that... he says it was followed by a sequel. And he also says that this movie, not a lot of heart. Mm. Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of heart. It was followed by a sequel. And he lists... 14 names. How many names can you get in, Jeff Tate?
12.
Ricardo?
11? Yeah, sure.
Julian?
10.
9.
8.
I'll challenge him on 8.
Okay! You get 8 names, and if you name the movie correctly after I say these 8 names, you are our winner. Yeah. What's the name of the Boba Fett guy? Mike?
Mike.
Mike, all right. Mike's going to win.
How you doing, Mike?
Mike is in the crapper? Real quick, switch to the Minion. How sad would that be if he comes back from the bathroom and Boba Fett's in his seat?
The show's over. Everyone's gone.
He's been retired. Yeah, why is it taking so long? Your 8 names are Sophia Coppola, Brian Blessed, Ahmed Best, Ray Park, Hugh Quarshi, I want to say. Ian McDiarmid, Terrence Stamp, and Pernilla August.
What?
What's the name of this movie from 1999? Can you think of any movies that were from 1999?
That was the year I graduated college. And this is a totally precarious guess, but I'll go with only because the first name you read,
mm-hmm.
Lost in Translation? Did she do a, I don't know.
Did she do a cameo in that?
Did she do a cameo? Yeah.
No, I don't even know what she fucking did in this, but it's Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Sorry, what? Boba Fett.
1999. Sorry, 3 stars from Leonard, Mr. Yeah. Generous.
Lacks heart my ass.
But Ahmed Best is Jar Jar, so that's a giveaway name. And Ray Park was Darth Maul.
Okay. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
All right, Julian's on the board. We got an interesting game.
All right.
Darfur.
Jeff gets to pick the category again.
It's Jeff's game. We just live in it.
But then we're coming to you next, Julian, okay. After that. So be ready. And Jeff gets to choose between Red Light Challenge. That's movies where there's a chase scene involving a cab, which tends to be a lot of chase scenes because somebody jumps in one and goes follow, or you know what I mean.
follow that bird.
Yeah.
Right, I saw that.
Cherub is the name of a category. Strangely, nobody ever picks it. And that's movies that have a lap dance in them. Chair rub. And your third option, and this is all random, is a category we've been doing lately called The Other Jeff Tate. And it's movies that have Queensryche on the soundtrack.
Fuck.
Like when you're watching a movie and a Queensryche song comes on, do you perk up a little bit? Like,
yeah, I leave.
A guy with my...
I go, I am in the wrong movie, sir. It appears that I've made a terrible mistake. I will take a chair rub.
Okay. This one is from 1999. Strangely enough. 2 stars from Leonard. He says that this movie is well cast. And he also says, it's a pay-on to a what-the-hell lifestyle. A pay-on? Have you ever written the word pay-on in an article, Ricardo?
I've never used that word in an article, no.
Yeah.
What about just in conversation?
Yeah, it's just,
oh, yeah, yeah,
it's just a weird word. Pay-on. And he lists 7, 10, 12 names. How many names you can get it in, Jeff?
What was after pay-on? It's a pay-on for something?
To the what-the-hell lifestyle.
What-the-hell lifestyle.
Okay, I'll take all the names.
What was it, 12?
I already forgot. That's why I said all.
He says 12, Julian. Out of 12.
I feel kind of good about this one. I'm going to go down to 9.
Wow. 9 names. He says he's feeling good about it. Interesting.
Something you don't know about me is I live a what the hell lifestyle.
People who live the what the hell lifestyle do not know what pay on means.
That is true.
There's a good. None of us know for sure what it means. It could very well mean this is the exact opposite of a what the hell lifestyle. And then you'd be like, I've never seen that movie. It's boring. They live more of a what the heck lifestyle.
Julian says 8 names, Ricardo.
Didn't I say 9?
9 names, 9. He says. I got bored, so I took one off. Just to mix it up a little. He says 9 out of 12.
I'm going to let him.
You're going to say name that movie, Julian?
Name that movie, Julian.
Bad move, Ricardo.
Fuck!
Okay, here's your 9 names. James Duvall, Scott Wolf, Timothy Oliphant,
shit.
Jay Moore,
God damn
Brecken Meyer, Jane Krakowski, J.E. Freeman, William Fichtner.
Really?
And Taye Diggs. Oh! Diggs! Welcome to Diggstown! Any idea, Julian? Half of the people in this room know the answer.
I know. Damn it.
I know what pay-on means now.
I can't embarrass myself. The Program?
Sure, that's a movie.
Yeah.
That's the name of a movie. Picture Scott Wolf and Jay Moore as a couple. Does that help?
No.
Picture Timothy Oliphant in the first time you ever saw him, shirtless and hassling Katie Holmes.
That's a very specific first time.
The movie's called Go.
Yeah,
Go.
Oh,
Go.
God damn it.
And Ricardo is our winner.
Good job, Ricardo.
So, Mike, come and get your prizes, man. Lot to carry along with your Boba Fett. He's not still in the bathroom, is he?
I made it back just in time.
Oh, okay. I understand now why you were gone for so long, because from your appearance, turn around, show everybody, you went to the bathroom in the woods. He's just got a big beard, that's all. Yeah. And give him his Boba Fett back. Don't step on it.
Make sure you keep that joint, man.
Oh, yeah, we get the pre-roll. Thanks, Mike. Congratulations, dude. Yeah, just throw Boba Fett in the bag with all that other shit.
All right, Mike.
That's how much he loves his Boba Fett. Just threw it in there with everything. Oh, and this looks like it's a Sour Diesel pre-roll. So very, very excited about that. And all the other things we're going to smoke outside in a few minutes. Do you have anything to plug there, Jeff?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Do you need a second?
Yeah, I was trying to get the shithead off my name tag.
Oh, okay.
So I'll do my plugs first.
Okay.
And then I will read the shithead.
Okay, do it. Jesus.
May 14th, I'm at the Comet in Cincinnati. May 21st, Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio. And July 9th through 12th, I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
Awesome. Great clubs, great times.
Those are my plugs.
Go see him.
And my podcast, Afternoon Everybody. Check it out. It's great. I just made one with my dad where I made him eat peanut butter for the first time in 70 years. Yeah.
Such a strange peanut butter shortage in his town. Julian, what do you got coming up?
Next weekend from the 14th to the 16th, I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. And then from the 27th to the 31st, I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia. And that's
a gas.
And yeah, that's good enough for me right now, I think.
Okay. Mike, also, you get these glasses, too, and a bag to carry them in. Yeah, bring the old bag with you. Weirdest Halloween ever. Kid comes back with all of that stuff. Mommy, Daddy, I got a Jack Reacher novel.
He has Elizabeth Warren's autobiography.
Yeah, read that Reacher book, though, man. It's rad.
Yeah. He's the only guy that looks like he walked in with that bag.
Hey, be nice to Mike.
He's my guy. All right, sorry.
Then pass me your name tag there, Julian.
Oh, sure.
And great job, first-time guest on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Come do it again. And Ricardo Baca, everybody. Tell them all the things they need to know to find your work.
Definitely check us out. Let us know what you think about it. TheCannabist.co. It's a site like nothing else because it's a journalistic approach to weed coverage, and I think it's something that we need. Also, Rolling Papers, the documentary, comes out this fall in theaters, so check it out.
Thank you, Ricardo. Thanks, Jeff and Julian. Thank you guys for coming out on Mother's Day. All the moms in the crowd. And as always, cats but not dogs are a shithead. And snow in May is a shithead. Hey, again, we'd like to thank NYT Now for their support of our show. Stop searching your social media accounts for hours looking for reliable news on the hot issues of the day. Go to the App Store and download NYT Now for free. Now, with their daily morning briefing, start your day knowing what you need to know. With NYT Now, never miss out on the best news from the New York Times and other sources from around the web, and easily share with friends your favorite articles so that everyone can be in the know. Head to the App Store and download NYT Now. Remember, it's now completely free to download and use with no limits on the number of articles you can read. Visit NYTNow.com to learn more. Bye-bye.
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room